Hi, Diva. How's it going for once?
Good. I'm doing amazing. I don't have a staph infection.
Whoa, congratulations.
I just panicked because I thought it said I don't have stable connection, but you can see me.
I can see you.
Sorry, I'm still reeling over the fact that I haven't glitched out yet. I'm like, I can't believe this is happening, that you can see me, because last week was pretty.
You will.
Okay. But yeah, I don't have staph infection.
Annie has dropped out of the chat. And this is what happened last week. Every day is a winding road.
Hello, this is Annie's higher self once again. And you will notice that my tech is once again being difficult. But my higher self knows that for sure next time, it's not going to be an issue.
Hi, Diva.
Hi, Doctor.
You know what they say in Hollywood, second time is the charm.
Are we linking what we just did before? Or are we acting like that didn't happen?
I don't know. I think we'll figure that out in post.
Well, then I'll just say again that I don't have staph.
And we celebrate and uplift you not having staph infection. I do think I have an eczema patch right here.
Well, but that's not gross. Like, a staph infection is pretty, like, gross. If I say that to you, you don't like the way it sounds, right?
It just sounds like you've been wrestling high school boys.
I did have ringworm in high school, but, and I still get flare-ups.
How often do you get your ringworm flare-ups?
Like every 3 years if I'm really stressed.
It's like cicadas.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Actually, it's so weird because I can see our guests aren't laughing, and it's so crazy because, like, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, get the little lizards on.
This crew, what do we even say about them?
I think that there's a lot of like mystery around them. I think a lot of people feel confused and excited.
Yeah.
And I think what they're doing for women is amazing. Mm. Please put those paws up for Best Actress.
Hi, doctors.
Hi, Diva.
Hi, Dr. Diva.
Hi, Diva Doctor.
Hi, Dr. Divas.
I'm a diva for doctor.
Maybe quickly, just because we have three of y'all on, and this is, I feel like most people will be listening as opposed to watching. If, like, quickly to just establish voices, like, y'all want to introduce yourselves individually.
Okay, I'm KP and I'm the mezzo soprano.
I'm Chelsea and I'm the alto.
I'm Monica. I'm also an alto, but I'm also shy. I'm like the shy one.
We all are the cute one in the group.
I'm glad you called that out.
Smartest. Sexy, smart, gorgeous, yeah. Fun, amazing.
Tall. And book smart too, not even just street smart. She's also book smart. The movie.
I was in Booksmart, yeah. The movie, yeah.
Congratulations. That was a huge hit.
Thank you so much. Beanie. I know.
Monica Beanie Feldstein.
What would you say you guys do?
Yeah, when you three, like, pitch yourselves, like, how do you say it?
And why? And say, and what do you do and why?
We say, straight out of South by Southwest, three girls you never seen before.
We usually say we're a female.
No, I think wait for Jacob to recover, right? I think wait for him to recover.
I'll wait. Sorry, I'm tickled.
Laugh out loud.
We usually say we're a female, like, clowning trio or comedy trio, because saying you're a clown is kind of
hot right now.
It's what people might think of that. It's either too hot or too not, or the people aren't hot, but the subject is hot. So it's tough.
The thing is, if someone doesn't know what it is, it's humiliating to say out loud.
Yeah. We're not red nose.
Chicago's all about red nose. Can you guys believe this?
Yeah, I actually can. It's confusing to me because, I think it's because of the cold. And I think it's because of, I don't want to get into city politics. So that can be a separate conversation. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, we'll do it on the Patreon. Yeah. As clowns, A lot of clowns take their clothes off in their show. Do you guys do that?
Yes. Why? Almost strictly.
I actually did get a nude photo from Chelsea Morgan today.
Like an hour ago.
I have a Chelsea nude airdropped in my phone from something. So I went to my scrolling through and it was just there.
That's kind of awesome for you though.
That happens a lot. Sometimes I get them from other people. Like really? I'll just get airdropped it on the plane.
Seriously?
A Chelsea nude?
Yeah, all the time. Huh. Yeah. It's so weird. It's the pilot.
You love pilots.
I do love pilots, but I don't trust them.
But they're, you mean gay pilots?
Well, just in general. I also think it's one of those things that's like, I could obviously do it.
Yeah.
Fly a plane?
Well, not like fly it, but I could land one. You know what I mean?
If Peter on The Bachelor.
Like if we if we started doing a nosedive, like I'm confident that me more than anyone else on the plane could be like, I've got this.
Yeah.
You only need 2,000 hours of training to be a pilot. Did you know that?
It should be 10.
That's nothing.
It should be 10,000.
Yeah. So I think you could do it.
I have a song that I wrote that I'd love to kick us off.
Yeah, kick it off.
And girls, feel free to chime in.
Okay.
Okay.
6, 7, 8. Diva Las Vegas.
Diva Las Vegas.
Diva Las Vegas.
Crazy that the alto hit the high note.
We take the expectation
first,
and we flip
it. Subvert.
She's a verse.
Oh my god, I love that.
Top or bottom.
Wait, yeah, can actually you three go through and say if you're... Well, I was going to ask top or bottom.
Oh. Ally.
verse.
Okay. Wait. Speaking of ally, Annie, I haven't told you this yet. So my mom is like an aerobic stance instructor, obviously.
What?
And she's
your
like,
mom?
Yeah. Yes. And she's like famously not an ally to any community.
Yeah.
And I realized that on her like dance list that she teaches, Born This Way is on there.
Maybe it's the censored version.
Oh, maybe.
It just gets rid of all, when it's that like listing part, it just goes no matter or.
I think you have to be right.
That's crazy because remember during the pandemic when you were kind of doing, you were sending me videos of you doing your bike and then you were sending me playlists and one day when it was, when everyone was really sad during COVID, you and I had like you taught me how to ride the bike like on Zoom, like you did a pizza Peloton session with me, just you and me.
Yeah. My dream is to be a part-time soul cycle instructor.
So it kind of runs, it runs in the family.
In many ways. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that her full-time gig? Like that's, or is that like a hobby of hers?
I mean, both. She kind of like, she technically like works for my dad, but like.
Okay.
Yeah. Word.
HR. HR.
But any hoozle, should we get into the meat and potatoes of this thing?
Yes.
Okay. So, for the first section of this, we're going to talk about, we do like mind, body, spirit. And this week, it's reality TV based again, but this time it's a little more like, it goes like into like Jungian thought. I have been having dreams about the Real Housewives of New York for years, and it's only getting like more like rampant and out of control. Like usually it's Carol Radswell in my dream, but last night I had a dream, I swear to God, Bethany Frankel and Heather Thompson, we were at a cocktail bar and I was like sitting between them and I was like, girls, it's just not the same without you two. And they were like, literally, I swear to God. And I like woke up emotional and I was just like, I miss my girls. And these new girls, they aren't the same. Jenna's not revealing anything about her personal life. I want her gone. Sigh, gone. I want them out of here. I do like the other new girls, but I need Luann, I need Dorinda, I need Sonia. I miss like my season 7 girls. But why am I having dreams about it? Why am I having dreams about it?
How many are you watching a day? How many episodes a day are you watching?
Of New York?
Yeah.
I haven't watched New York in months. Oh. And I'm still having nightly dreams.
Wow. So, and throughout the day, do you think about them? Like, are you thinking, like, while you're doing something, you're like, oh, Luann. Okay.
Wow. My mind often wanders to my women.
When I was
my little women.
I was watching Vanderpump 3 episodes a day, and I was dreaming about them. But then I said I can only get one a day.
Did you ever have sex dreams about any of them, Annie?
Yes.
About who?
Lala.
Jack. Lala? Okay.
No. Chelsea would be Jack.
Lala's beautiful.
Lala and Ariana, I said. And then Brock. I'd love Brock to throw me around.
Brock's hot.
I like Brock in the latest season with his haircut.
Yeah.
Brock is Sheena's husband?
Yeah.
Yes. He's allegedly.
He's a big boy.
Wait, Annie, you said you like for him to throw you around?
Yeah, because he's a big boy.
Okay.
I'm sick of twinks. I don't want to see them. I don't want to look at them. I want like big, beefy boys like back in business. 100%.
And I do feel we've lost the art of the hunk in a lot of ways. And I think we've redefined it. And I think that's...
I'm just kidding.
Oh. Sorry.
We're actually going to want to bleep that. Can we bleep that? I think for
sure Universal is going to come after us. I think we've lost the art of the hunk in a lot of ways, and I think beefcakes. I think Channing Tatum, like, he's aging out, and who's next? You know, who comes next? Joe Manganiello. Mm. We're losing the Magic Mike cast, obviously. So what do we get?
They're all shrimpy.
Like, wait, who is it? Oh, yeah, Timothy Chalamet.
What about Kevin? From
The Office?
From The Office, yeah, he kind of is.
Yeah, Kevin from The Office.
Okay.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Kevin Hart, Chelsea? Not Kevin Hart.
No. Kevin Hart, yeah. Kevin Hart and Kevin
are
from
The Office. Are your hunks? Those are your hunks? I guess.
Yeah. If I were to be into
hunks. I think Barry Kay from Saltburn is a hunk if he was taller.
He's skinny and short. He's skinny and short, people.
But he's not as skinny as the Jacob guy feels skinnier to me than Barry. Barry seems a little thicker.
Monica?
Barry is thick because he's rooted in the ground. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's a thick tree trunk, rooted in the ground. He's always doing stuff. He's never jumping. You're never seeing him jump. He's always walk, 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 foot on the ground, tree trunk, bend over.
Okay.
It's a bench.
Travis Kelce, I suppose. Just a tangent. Sorry.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Travis Kelce. Diva, do you know Las Vegas. There were all these people like body shaming Travis Kelce. And I'm like, I'm sorry. That is the ideal male
beefy
form.
What were they saying? Beefy.
They were saying like he was like too big, or they were being like fat phobic. And it's just like,
he's
I don't know why.
He's literally an NFL player or something.
And he's gorgeous and beautiful, and that's exactly what I want.
And he'd throw you around.
And the algorithm doesn't show them to me.
Ask for it. You need to ask for it. Are you asking for it?
Boundaries.
What are you wearing?
To the algorithm?
What are you wearing when you're on the algorithm?
Usually I'm in a band tee and some sort of like loose basketball skirt.
Yeah, loose basketball skirt.
Yuck.
Wait, we need to be prepared to bleep this. Allie, we'll fix this in post because I don't want this said publicly, but I want sort of to like edge the audience. Do you know who's so hot and I think has the ideal male form? Beep that, bleep that, but yes, Annie is correct.
Who?
And also who KP said.
What did you say, KP?
I said Oh,
bleep
yeah,
both
bleep
of these names
sure, but...
are two of the most gorgeous, beautifully. but no, I think are so hot. Bleep those, please, for the love of God.
You like them thick.
That's what I want. And they don't show that to me on the apps. And I know like actually those men do exist because I've seen them with my own eyes, but the algorithm doesn't serve them to me.
I joined kind of a bodybuilder-esque type of gym. And I will say you didn't know that they existed until you go at 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's so interesting. I just am like, where do they hide? I guess they're eating bland chicken and rice, so they're not at restaurants. But I am like, there's a lot in there. There's hundreds, really.
There's hundreds in
LA. Where's your bodybuilding class?
Pasadena.
Whoa. Yeah. Is it the same one Rachel Friedland goes to?
No, I can't imagine. And I say no even just because I haven't seen her.
Mm. Oh, okay. So 4 to 7 is the window I gotta go. I like going like in
you
the morning.
You can go. I've never been in the morning. I bet they're there too because there's a, you spit and you're spitting on their abs. They're everywhere. Is that the phrase?
Well, but I don't think I want.
I don't
abs.
Think that's
I think
no.
That's
I don't
the
think
thing.
That's a phrase.
You spit.
You
and you're spitting on their abs.
My algorithm is like a lot of really beefy men like cooking things in aggressive ways. Like have you? It's like slapping the bread dough, like rolling it out, and like. I think those are beefy guys, though.
Sean's been making videos like that.
Really? Could I get the link?
Your boyfriend?
Could I get the link?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Wait, I didn't mean to derail it, though, Jacob, but do you like dreaming about them? Is it stressful?
Here's the thing. I do like dreaming about them. It's almost like is it better to have loved and lost or have never loved at all? And it's like, the answer is obviously to have loved and lost, but it's just like, I feel such, like, I experience grief with my girls. And I just, like, it makes me so sad whenever I wake up and I'm like, I don't have them anymore. They are not part of, like, my day.
I like the new girl.
That was really impactful.
You're watching New Girl?
No, yeah. I like the new girls. I like the new New York girls because
I do, I but I do not like Cy and I do not like Jenna.
Okay. I think Jenna's so hot.
Yeah, you would. She a mommy. She a tall mommy.
I think she's beautiful, smart, and talented, but she doesn't want to reveal anything about her personal life she on the did. Reality TV
she
show.
She talks about her alopecia.
But also she has like a brand to like keep up.
But it's reality TV. You're supposed to get real and raw. Yeah. And she's like, I don't want to talk about my relationship on the reality TV show. And it's like, okay, then don't be on a reality TV
but
show.
But maybe she'll do it this season. I just feel like I like how much I could never get into New York.
No, that's the whole thing. She just came out. Like, that's like was the big news story is that like her whole agreement to continue doing the show is that she won't talk about her significant other.
Who is the significant other?
I don't know. But there's like, I don't know her name, but there's like photos of them online. And that was like the news story that broke. We just got a producer's note in the chat. Cass Bird is Jenna Lyons' significant
Everyone
other.
Check that.
Casper?
Casper Mattress.
Yeah, this is the Casper Mattress.
And now heading over to our sponsor, Cass Bird.
Do you guys have recurring dreams?
Yes.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you care to share or just do you want to leave it at that?
I signed an NDA.
I've had this dream for like my whole life, like starting when I was like, I don't know, kindergarten, first grade. In my house, I used to have a bunk bed and I was in the top bunk. And in the dream, I wake up in the top bunk and I hear something in my house. And I'm like, oh no, someone's inside the house. I'm hearing things. Then it stops. I'm like, I need to go see what's going on. I go and I walk down the hallway and I feel like the person is behind me and I turn around and it's this guy and he's like white and he's bald. I know exactly what he looks like. I don't know who he is. I've never seen him before. And then I wake up.
That's kind of scary.
And you continue to have this into adulthood?
Totally. Yeah, it's scary, Kay. You asked. You made me go first. I didn't want to go first. I want to talk about VPR and VPN and signing in and signing out. No.
How often do you have this dream?
Probably like once a month.
That's kind of a lot.
Yikes.
Like it's so old hat to me that I'm like.
Yeah.
Are you aware while you're having the dream?
I'm only aware at the end. Like I'm like, wait, okay. Who's this guy? And I'm like, I know this guy. And I'm like, wait, I'm not here. I'm an adult. And then I'm like, oh,
is
yeah, wake up.
Balding or bald?
Completely bald.
Okay, because your husband is a white man that's maybe balding, and I wasn't sure if maybe you've been premonitioning him.
I don't agree with that.
Okay. I don't know if mom's not seeing him, maybe.
No one agrees with that. Okay, no, totally. No.
Totally.
Hey, KP, if you actually want to log off.
Yeah, happy to.
That perfectly leads us in to our next segment, which is the body. I kind of want to hear more about KP talking about
my bodybuilding gym.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
The reason I joined this bodybuilding gym is because, and this is
real
actually,
quick. I love the way you say it again.
Bodybuilding gym.
I really like that. It feels good in my ears.
Oh my God. I'm happy to do anything you want.
Aw.
I will sexually do anything you want me to you.
No.
Okay. Aww. Got it. So I joined this gym because, and this is real NDA vibes, is I got into a competition that I can't really speak more about, but needless to say, it'll be incredibly physically taxing. And
I know it is.
Is this what I think it is?
Wait.
Well, you know, it's probably a smaller version of what you think.
I told him about it.
Okay, good. Well, depending on when.
So it's not like the real one.
No, it's not the real one. But it's a big one. And I need to shave a lot of time off my mile. And I've shaved 4 minutes off. But I think it would be really cool to have a three-minute mile. So I'm really hoping to. So I'm really hoping to get down to 3 minutes.
That is crazy.
I think I can.
Wait, may I ask what your mile is right now?
Currently, we're at 1222.
That's beautiful and gorgeous, and I celebrate that. And you're trying to cut that down to 12
to 3. I think that's really great.
In what time span?
I have about 2 more months, yeah.
I think you can I think it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I can. And I've been doing the Stairmaster too, and really getting that going.
It's so hard. How do your knees handle that?
How much of the Stairmaster are you doing? Like, how many minutes are you doing? Because I was doing something bad last year.
Chelsea can speak more because Chelsea, I think, has blown me out of the water on it. I can really, my top is I have to stop at 13 minutes. Like, it's enough. We have to, I'm not a firefighter. We have to draw the line somewhere.
But Chelsea, Judy, what are you at? Well, here's the thing. The first time I did it, 13 minutes. And I was like, I don't understand how people can do longer.
Yeah.
Did 45 minutes one day.
Oh my God.
And I realized why. Chelsea. It's because I was on Adderall. Because I recently did it not on Adderall, 17 minutes huffing and puffing.
Okay. To essentially do meth is totally on a stairmaster.
Do anything on ketamine salts. Yeah.
Yeah.
What gym do you guys go to? Duty?
Speakeasy.
YMCA.
My backyard.
Oh, not the Everybody Gym?
Wait, I heard about the Everybody Gym.
I've never been. I just assumed Chelsea.
I used to go there. You have to be LGBT, Monica.
Sorry, Monica.
No problem. Yeah. I watch gay porn all the time.
I'm not going to lie.
They check your search history when you enter the...
So I think I'm fine.
You're clear. Yeah, you're good.
Wait, Monica, is it boy on boy or...
It's girl on girl. Mm-hmm. Boy can be there. Boy cannot be there.
Mm. Okay, yeah. Like watching or?
What do you mean? Am I participating?
What? No, is the boy watching?
Is the boy watching while I'm watching?
Is it okay if he's watching? No. In the video, if there's a boy present, yes. Is he allowed to watch or can he participate?
Sure. What's can do whatever role? He wants. I think he's going to do whatever he wants anyway. That's all they're doing these days. Like, yeah, be there, I guess.
That's really true.
Wait, how many people have thought you guys were all gay? Because I thought you guys were all gay before I knew you. Like, I thought the best actress was a
Well, KP has publicly pretended to be gay for attention.
I don't think for attention, for clout.
Let's get that. Let's make sure we get that sound bite. Let's get that sound bite.
I pretend to be gay, yes, for attention, of course, yes, for laughs, of course, yes, for clout, whatever it can get me in the comedy sphere, obviously. But when I speak about my attraction to Chelsea, I am being honest.
Have you guys kissed? Like, really kissed?
No. She won't let me.
Chelsea and I kiss all the time.
I know. Gay on gay.
Chelsea and I have kissed too, right, Chels?
Yeah, Monica. But I think I was on stage, right, for a bit?
For a bit? How long?
Just for a small bit, like not very long.
Okay.
My hot take is I think Chelsea might be a little bit more bi than she wants to admit.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Chelsea has one guy crush a year, it seems, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think it happens more often than once a year. If I'm being honest, and I recently commented on Sponge Mike's Instagram post, I said, you are my boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's
so
beautiful.
Whatever that is, yeah, I guess I'm bi in that way. But the thought of like wiener around, no.
Mm-hmm.
What if you don't see it? But you don't like behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
If the wiener,
what if it's behind off? You,
if the wiener is behind me,
yeah,
yeah. You'd have to do is this.
What I have to do this?
Yeah,
yeah. But it's behind around. You. You're not looking at it.
Oh yeah.
I guess I could do something like that.
Yeah.
Also, Chels, you don't have to do anything with the penis.
Yeah,
you
what know if what I mean? Like,
you could rim job him.
They probably.
Wait, can we bring back? I'm tired of hearing people talk about eating ass. I think rim job.
Rim
is so
job.
And a rim job is the same as eating ass, right?
Yeah.
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 What's a blumpkin? Oh, that's on the toilet.
It's where you toilet. Blow someone while they're shitting.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one.
Me
that
neither. That was
early Urban Dictionary stuff there.
Yeah.
Early Urban Outfitters.
Wait, when did you three start working together?
A year before the pandemic.
Kind of perfect timing, huh?
Yeah.
Are you guys holding auditions for like another...
Well, no. We need a soprano.
A fourth cheetah girl?
We need a soprano because we haven't been hitting... Like we've been trying to.
I can't sing.
Well, Monica actually did hit the note. She just kind of said, I'm the alto, and then hit the soprano note anyway.
Mm-hmm. I can do baritone.
Let's hear it.
Go ahead.
So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask her we stay.
We'll keep you in mind.
I like it.
Kind of sounded like Hozier.
Thank you. Take me to church.
I love it.
Wait, Annie, are you Irish at all?
Are you fucking kidding me?
She did Irish dance.
Have you looked at me?
Well, some people present Irish and they actually are not. I just want to hold
space
for that.
I Irish dance for 3 years. Mm-hmm. I can play the drum, the Irish drum.
Which one's that one?
What's the Irish drum?
The Bodhran.
With the what?
The motion? The
Bodhran.
Bodhran.
Cup of Modrin.
Never heard of that.
And Jacob, I hate to turn away from there, but I am wondering, are you a Katy Perry head? Remind me. Are you a Katy Perry lover?
I could be.
Yeah.
For the right role.
Okay. Wonderful. I just felt in a vibe sense from you, and it struck me in a very like visceral way that you would be
not called Perry heads. We're called Katy Cats. Katy Cats.
Okay. It struck me that if this were sort of American Idol, you would really be heading up the Katy Perry vibe of it all.
Oh my god, thank you.
I'd be the country one, right?
Yeah, Reba.
No.
Luke Bryan. You're thinking of The Voice. You're conflating The Voice and American Idol, and actually they're not the same at all because American Idol has produced stars and The Voice has not.
Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell. No, he's not. The worst.
Whenever I was little, I would make all my friends play American Idol, and I would make myself Simon Cowell just so I could say mean things.
He really did get away with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we need that.
Yeah. He gave us some of our nation's best.
Yeah.
Like Ruben Studdard.
Kelly Clarkson.
Clay Aiken.
Whatever happened to Clay?
He ran for Congress.
I think he's on Masked Singer currently with Ruben Studdard at the Beats.
Wait, did Nick and Jensen paint? Did Nick and Jensen paint for Clay Aiken? I'm making that up.
I don't know, but that's pretty cool.
Are you conflating Clay Aiken with Jason Mraz?
Lance Bass. Lance Bass. That's what I mixed up.
I'm yours. Do 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 I will nibble your ear.
Whoa.
Oh, Janet in the background.
Uh-oh.
You see her?
For our radio listeners, Chelsea's dog just wandered around into the background of Chelsea's shot.
Pause up. Monica, off your body.
What, Annie?
I want to know about your body.
Okay. It's good. I realized I had hypermobility. Someone told me that recently. So I'm kind of having a whole new, learning about my body. Shout out to anyone with hypermobility listening. Go ahead and drop a comment in the DM.
Is that like being super flexible?
Yeah.
Tell them how you discovered it, Vaughn.
I discovered it because my shoulder was like hurting me. So I went to physical therapy and I started to do some of the physical therapy stuff. And the woman was like, whoa. And then there's like a bunch of tests. So one is like doing this, like, can you touch your thumb to your arm?
Whoa.
And like bend over and touch the ground completely and like all these weird things. So basically every time I like move,
I think
my body is just more gumby.
So is hypermobility a good thing or a bad thing?
It's bad.
I think ultimately it's bad. Yeah. And it can come with all these like other weird things, but I don't have any of them.
I really want to go to physical therapy. I think I'm hypermobile my hip, and it's been causing so much pain. I'm so flexible.
Yeah. Sometimes flexibility can be, like, bad. But I've learned – basically, I'm also in the phase, as KP, of, like, getting stronger. Like, getting stronger feels really good for me versus being, like, I'm going to go to, like, a million classes, and I care about being, like, lean and tone. I'm more like, how much stuff can I, like, move around the house without, like, hurting my back?
Are you, like, lifting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm lifting, and I just basically, my whole, like, how I do things is differently. Like, I have to engage certain muscles. Like, think about engaging them versus just, like, doing whatever the fuck I want.
That makes sense. Okay. So the final segment is the spirit. And so this is sort of what we've been doing during the week or thinking about that, just maybe practices that we do that align with our spirit or things that feel spiritual in that way. And so for me, I'm going to say this week, well, I've been trying to go to more music concerts and not like big names, not like, oh, this like person's coming, like paying a ton of money, like going to more like local concerts. And I went and saw this band this week called King Woman, not to be confused with King Princess.
Funny.
And it's doom metal, and I don't even listen to metal, like normal metal, and it was so amazing. It was like, because it's almost medieval, and they kind of chant, and it feels really good to be. I don't think I would listen to it driving in my car. I don't think it hits the same. But
sure.
But to like be in like a, are you picturing me in my Prius playing doom metal?
It also like the boundary you set with yourself of being like, I
not in the car. This isn't car music.
This is an indoor like door locked kind of experience.
It really I used to go to like noise shows in college, and I hated them when it's just like. Like 15 minutes of just a guitar, you know what I mean? And
wait, what's noise? What is that? What's that term? Noise shows.
It's like when the music is like mathematical, and they don't care if it's. I'm gonna get a lot of hate on this. No, where it's like it's not doesn't necessarily sound good, but it's like correct. If you look it up, I don't know if you'll like it either. But I just had such a nice time. I had such a nice time, and I think she was such a talented performer. And even her aesthetic, she came out, she kind of looked like Paris Hilton, but you couldn't see her very well. And then the light hit her, and her makeup was like clownish. Like it was like
fun.
It was girly pop, but too much. And I loved her, I had such an amazing time.
I'm gonna pull this person up on Instagram because now I want to see. You said King Woman.
King Woman. Her name's I think Christina. But
I'm seeing.
It made me feel excited about performing comedy, where I was like, oh, it's just interesting seeing a different medium. Felt good for my spirit.
I feel that way whenever I go see like the Philharmonic or like I'll go to the ballet a lot. And I feel like seeing something else that's like a different type of performance, I'm always just like whenever I go to the ballet and I like, and like they'll do like a joke with like no text at all, and it's like purely like through dancing, and it's like actually like I earnestly laugh out loud. I'm like, oh wait, that was so cool and unique and interesting that like I genuinely laughed out loud at a joke that was entirely conveyed through dance.
Yeah, I've never been to the ballet or the opera. I think that would be so fun.
You should. You should. Especially LA has like really really beautiful like ballet. I've never been to the opera in LA, but.
Yeah.
I saw Kristen Chenoweth perform with the LA Philharmonic, I believe, at the Hollywood Bowl. And it was gorgeous. It was an amazing experience. Highly recommend.
I felt the same. I saw Dane Cook at the Hollywood Bowl. And I felt really
with the LA Philharmonic.
And I just felt very spiritually like home almost, you know?
Hello, I'm a call. It's one of his jokes.
Oh.
I used to listen to the album.
My spiritual sort of awakening these past few months, and I'm feeling more in tune with it ever, is I'm reading a series of fairy smut books. Do you remember when you were a mere preteen and you were reading Harry Potter and you were like, you would go throughout your day and be like, ugh, it's similar to what you were saying, Jacob, about your Real Housewife girlies. I'm in the middle of the day and I'm like, ugh, how can I go back and spend some time with my fairies? How can how can I spend a little more time in the day going on back? It just feels so like such a world was built, and now I'm getting anxious because I'm near the end of the last book for now, and I'm feeling like, oh, now I have to tune back in on
there's
real world.
There's a real grief there.
There really is, and I know that there's other segments of the series, but I think I need to take a break because it's okay to face the real world too. But it's spiritually, I've been really in tune with these goddamn fairies.
I know. I've been reading it every night, and it's actually helped me have a nighttime routine because I used to like have that nighttime procrastination thing or whatever, and now I'm like everyone stopped talking. I want to go read my book.
I love that feeling.
Yeah. I've been liking sort of a lot of the new words I've been using. Like, I like that she calls the vagina her entrance, like his cock. that's been really good for me.
Never mind.
Like he kind of
didn't
rubbed
you have like a
his tip at her entrance.
Oh,
her entrance throbbed.
And for those that don't know the book, it's called A Court of Thorns,
and Roses. No NDA.
I didn't realize
there.
That was smut. I've been seeing that smut. All over TikTok.
Oh, really?
I'm not a smut girly even. This is my first foray into smutting, but I love fantasy books. I think they're very fun.
It's really subtle. Like, there'll be like one sex scene every couple chapters, and it's like KP said, it's like a lot of like his muscly back. You're like, wow, I've never thought about the back muscles.
Chelsea, there's one gay fairy, by the way, in this book, and we haven't gotten a sex scene there yet, but I'll let you know. Whoa. I'll read it to you via audio message. We're rooting for you.
I don't read these books, but I do follow this one guy who is the boyfriend of a smut reader girlfriend, and he has really funny videos where he's like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you guys have created an expectation I cannot meet. Like, yes, does she want to recreate scenarios that she reads about? Yes. Like, am I the person that has to recreate those? Absolutely. He's like, it's getting out of control.
Strap
he's like,
on
the
your
positions.
Wings.
Yeah, the costuming, the scenarios. He's like, no, thank you. You're like writing. People have to act this out. It's not fair.
It's also like virtually impossible because the main guy is like half wolf, and she's like,
yeah.
She's like, his half wolfness came into me. You're like,
his claws flicked my entrance.
Oh,
there's a lot.
Does it actually say that?
Yeah, she does flicks. She also says, which I don't relate to, but she says like when the character's getting horny, she'll be like, my breasts got heavy under the like pressure of it all, and I don't know if I fully relate to.
That
they turn
happens?
Heavy. I'd
no
like
offense.
To know from somebody that has bigger jugs. Monica, Chelsea?
Turn heavy?
And for people that are listening, Monica's boobs are like, picture, just for people that are listening, picture two cantaloupes. And then go ahead, Monica.
And you're wondering if while I'm hooking up with my husband,
with your husband.
Sure, you're wondering
or anyone.
And while I hook up with my husband, do my cantaloupe sized breasts feel denser?
Heavy, yeah.
Do they
heavy,
get heavy? Denser. No, I think just a simple no.
So
that
that's part of the fantasy world. It's part of the fantasy of the book,
yeah,
I guess.
I think it must
Do
be like gravity wise. Yeah.
Okay.
The world changes.
Okay. All right. Works for me.
Chelsea, do you get heavy?
Chelsea, do you get heavy? And for listeners, her breasts are two like watermelons, I would
and
say.
And she's gay.
And she's gay. So go ahead, Chelsea.
Heavy, heavy, heavy.
They do.
I gotta get hoisters.
Oyster sauce.
I gotta get a stack of oysters on the ready.
Okay.
Because I gotta hoist them up.
Oh, because they're so
got
they
it.
Get so heavy.
And did
so
you mean?
Heavy.
And I think you meant holsters, right? And that's okay.
Yeah, no.
Well, because Chelsea owns a gun, so because
I own a gun. So I gotta get a holster.
Got it.
For those of you who don't know, I do have a long-standing bit that Chelsea has a gun, and I told a bunch of people at a show one time backstage that Chelsea had brought her gun to the show.
Yeah.
He started a rumor that I have a gun. I mean, I do have a BB gun.
And I also started a rumor that she purchased the Lyric Hyperion Theater and Cafe.
I really thought she was going to. That got me.
I like that one.
Chelsea, your spirit?
Yeah, Chelsea. How are you connecting to spirit?
I don't want to condone this app because I just stopped subscribing to it, but there's this app called Headway, and they basically take books and they condense it down to an audiobook of 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
No.
And so, yeah, it's
Hedwig.
Been kind of Hedwig. Hedwig. It's been kind of amazing. It's a lot of like motivational books or like self-help books, but they range from like the power of now to like you waking up at 5 a.m. to like start your day. And it's a lot of like entrepreneur, but also like mindfulness ranging types of books. So that's been like really nice to kind of like learn little techniques of whatever I'm
doing.
But
you said you don't want to like promote the app.
I guess, just because it's kind of expensive. But then, okay. Actually, I'll promote it because there's a hack. So the first, it's $18 a month, which is a lot. However, if you do it and then you go to cancel, like unsubscribe or whatever, it'll be like, well, don't you want it for $15 a year?
Whoa.
And then you say yes.
Okay, there you go. That's a good discount.
Yeah.
Annie's video drop for the listeners. KP is showing a photo of Chelsea smiling ear to ear and holding what looks like a pistol and beautiful. A tote bag.
That is fucked up, dude.
I didn't do it.
For sure.
So now that we've sort of talked about mind, body, and spirit, we want to, you know, practice some shame, resilience, and some radical vulnerability, and offer up a space to sort of set some boundaries, either with us, with yourselves, with an idea, a place, a situation, a verb, a noun, an adverb, an adjective. And I want to step forward, and the boundary I want to set is with myself. I went to a restaurant recently. I'm not going to describe the type of food because I don't want to say what restaurant it was, but I was having a gorgeous meal. I want to describe the food so bad, but I can't because I think it would give it away what restaurant it was. But it was like so good. I had appetizers. We were having tapas. It was so good. We had dessert. It was delicious. And as I'm eating my dessert, I see a mouse scurry out of the kitchen.
Oh. Nar.
And I continued to eat my dessert. Yeah. And I genuinely had the thought, I can't wait to come back. Because the food is so good. And I'm like, what does that say about myself that I actually saw a mouse scurry out of the kitchen and I still thought I have to come back to this restaurant? So I think I need to, I don't know exactly what the boundary is, but I need to set one with myself where I need to reevaluate my priorities.
Yeah. Your ethics and morals for yourself.
But the food was delicious. I really want to, if y'all are in Chicago, I really want to bring y'all here because it was so good. And please forget the thing I said about the mouse screaming out of the kitchen because I promised the food was so good.
Also, maybe you just lived on the floor and it just gets the stuff that falls on the floor.
Well, I was also thinking the food was delicious. If I was a mouse, I would be there too.
Yeah.
Why should I be the only one allowed to enjoy this delicious food?
Yeah.
You also never know if it's like a ratatouille situation. Yep. Do you know what I mean? Like you have no idea like how involved that mouse is in like the actual menu creation. It's like you can't just like make assumptions, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't. Thank you for
holding space.
We celebrate it. My boundary is my email address. I made a new one and I haven't told everyone that I got a new email. So I'm using two emails right now, like two email addresses. And I don't know what, I keep forgetting which one to check every day. And I need to set a boundary with the old email and say, we're done. Like I can't use that email anymore. But the problem is I need to go and tell it. And I feel embarrassed. I actually genuinely feel embarrassed to tell people I have to change my email. Because the reason I'm changing it is because it's too confusing for people. When I tell them what it is. So, and my email currently is annieparodyemail@gmail.com, but it looks like annieparadisemail@gmail.com. And
okay. Oh, that I is see.
So stupid.
Yeah, I see.
And so people think I already have a problem with people thinking my last name is Paradise. And so then when I do that email, they're like, "Well, then your last name is Paradise." I go, "No, it's not Annie Paradise Mail.
The E is separate."
It's separate. Yeah. And it's been years of this. So anyways, I recently changed it, but the new option's not any better, you guys. And I'm not going to give it on air because I don't want anyone to email.
So is that your new email or you're going to have to change it again?
No, I'm just going to live with it.
I wouldn't. So there has to be a better permutation. Absolutely.
Something else, right?
Monica, I tried so hard and I texted Jacob and he said I should do crazy things that I'm not going to do.
I understand that. I get that.
He told me I should change my Instagram handle to Annie Purdy Financial Advisor.
And that I think you should.
Maybe.
That
would be so funny.
Okay, KP, what's your boundary?
Okay. Well, I set a boundary and it was ignored. And I'd like to maybe talk about how I could do better at it. I set a boundary. Okay. I just went on a bachelor trip. this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm happy to go. I'm happy to drink. I'm happy to, you know, do all the things. I need you to know. I said to the groom, I said, I've decided I won't be vulnerable at all on this trip. And I said, I will go. I'm happy to go. I can't wait to go. If there's ever a time where vulnerability is needed from me, I will not be present. And I will, mm-hmm. I will go like this. You know how in the audience, when you say you're not participating, I will do that.
Yeah.
And we get to 2 a.m. rolls around and somebody says, let's do words of affirmation to each other on things that we've noticed that we love about each other. Men were doing this.
Okay.
And far be it from me to say that men shouldn't be in touch with their feelings. I am saying, I'm out. I'm going to go nine-nine. And he was like, it would really mean a lot if you would stay and like kind of get over it. And so I had to go and tell these men what I thought of them. And then they came to me and 5 out of 5 of them said, you seem like a really cool gamer. And that's why I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this because now I'm worried about the perception of myself being a cool gamer.
Yeah,
and
it's cool.
And this was right off of a game that I had created for them. So I get it, but I just didn't want to go there. So my boundary was ignored.
Okay. Ugh,
I'm sorry.
So I'm going to work on that.
And quick question. Are you normally trying? You don't want to be vulnerable in general.
I prefer not to. Why? Okay. If we're having fun, do we have to?
I see that for you.
If we're having fun, what's the point? Yeah.
Thank you. Uplift, affirm, and uphold that boundary.
Thank you.
Chelsea Nuts or Monica, do either of you want to step forward?
I'd like to set a boundary with the negative thoughts in my head. They need to leave. They need to go away. They need. Yeah. They're not welcome here. They're not present in my mind.
You rebuke them?
Huh?
You rebuke them in the name of Jesus
Christ. I rebuke them. Mm-hmm. They've been knocking on my door, and I've been saying, no one's fucking home.
Yeah. Good. We celebrate that.
Thank you.
We uplift, uphold, and affirm those boundaries. Thank you, Chelsea, for sharing. Monica?
I'll wait for KP. For those of you that aren't watching and listening, she's kind of doing like a nipple squeeze, and then she's almost having an orgasm from squeezing the nipples is what I would describe as what I'm doing.
It. It's like a little nipple tweak thing.
Yeah, it's like, it's a kink for sure.
Heavy bosoms,
My boundary is all of you.
Okay.
And I'm going to exercise it right now.
Oh, for those listening, Monica just turned camera off. Mic is muted.
Yep. But she's still here.
It is actually, so there is still the square. It's clear that she's logged in and she's listening.
And she muted herself, but I don't feel she muted us. So if anything, this is worse for her.
Well, that's the thing about a boundary is that it's not like
about
controlling someone else. It's about something that you're doing for yourself. Very so actually, true. I think
she did the most right.
Camera and mic is back on.
Yeah. But now,
Chelsea.
And Annie has actually left.
Actually just.
Or wait, Chelsea. Left. Sorry, I'm so used to Annie dropping out.
How fucking dare you?
But I think the really amazing thing about drawing a boundary is, it's how you feel, and you can reverse it at any time, and it's really reclaiming your power.
Nice. I love that. Well, I uphold, uplift, affirm, and celebrate, and rebuke that. Do you guys have anything you want to plug?
We have shows all the time, so I would plug our Instagrams where you can find out more. My personal one is at KP, if that's cool. Our joint one is at Best Actress LA. Moni's.
Mine is at Mon Lumbee.
And Chelsea's is at Duty Cream.
She has left of the chat.
And we do lots of things. We have some fun videos coming soon, too, that we're going to film. And
Chelsea just texted saying my computer just shut off.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Really fun. Farewell. A wiedersehen. Adieu. 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 To you and you and you. Da, 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 da.
Oh my God. Philharmonic.
And again, not a soprano.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Dr. Diva.
Diva's out.
Bye.
Dr. Diva is hosted by Annie Parody and me, Jacob Crow. It is edited and produced by Ali Kiltz. Music is by Austin Schauer, and Billy Buck did our show art.